And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, fellas, thank you and welcome back here to the Bob and Ray Show on this beautiful Tuesday.
Here is a 15-minute radio program that will go right up until the end of this quarter hour.
Bob, I don't mean to disillusion you, but I put a watch on this the other night, and it isn't 15 minutes.
Oh, it isn't? We're cheating somebody?
I don't know. It's 15 minutes and 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That includes... and all that.
Well, it seems much shorter when you sit down and listen to it. I'm my coffee.
Here comes the vacuum cleaning man.
He hasn't been in for quite a while, has he?
And the floor shows it, too, doesn't it?
Sure does.
All right. He probably is a former singer. Maybe he was with some of those singing groups years back.
Is the audience all seated according to size?
Yeah, they are.
Got them quieted down before we went on the air today, huh?
That's right, Bob.
Well, I hope they're all happy and will enjoy themselves. And...
don't worry, I'll enjoy it very much, Bob.
Don't forget
to enjoy it.
You can partake of the popcorn bowl anytime you feel so inclined, audience. Just come up here on the stage and pass by the big bird and then help yourself to popcorn.
Feel free, too, to wander over by the great Bob and Ray picture window. It gives you a panoramic view of New York as the lights go on here at dusk. Beautiful scene.
We'll be able to use that new building. Is going to be right up in front of that, about 3 feet from that panoramic window in about 2 months.
Too bad we put so much money into that window, and then have somebody put up a building.
It's a real wide screen effect to New York City.
The old bird is in good shape, I see.
We've just been given the signal that we have an extra minute in the show right here. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to play 1 minute, please, the little game we have?
I'd be delighted to,
all
if
right.
I may.
You just come up here quickly, sir, and reach into the barrel for your subject and hand the slip of paper to me. And when you hear the signal, you'll start and talk for 1 minute. I'll time you, and I think we'll have a great deal of fun.
Okay.
Are you all ready?
Yeah, just very on the thing.
You've got your, the subject there. Can you hand it to me?
Okay, there you are. Yeah.
The subject is one word. Enfurfment. Go ahead. 1 minute, please.
Enfurfment. Well, sometimes when I...
Do you like me to spell it for you before you start? Would it help?
All right, yeah.
Okay, we'll call time out here. E-N-F-F-O-E-F-M-E-N-T. Enfurfment. Time in.
Thank you. The last time I saw an enfurfment... I don't believe I was out of...
In 45 seconds now.
And I have 45 seconds left to talk about
it. Enfessment is a better pronunciation of it.
What?
Enfessment.
Enfessment. My boss had an enfessment once, and...
I just had a correction handed to me, I think, to give you, in all fairness. The word is spelled E-N-F-O-E-F-F-M-E-N-T. The double F is on the second appearance of the letter.
Doesn't help. He had to be on his feet a lot that time. The doctor told him he should be off his feet. And
15 seconds.
Perfect.
Perfect.
No such word, white guy.
It is there.
No, there is not.
Well, I'm going to call time out.
I'm in.
You did kill the 1 minute there, but I'm afraid you didn't qualify quite for the prize, but you did have fun at it, didn't you?
No, I don't think there's such a word.
Well, will you get him a dictionary to take away with him on his way back from the show? I think you'll speak to that little fellow at the back of the aisle.
Well, let me assure you, sir, it wasn't a total loss because you're in time. You're at the show, the Bob and Ray Show, that presents the great Central American tightrope walker. A gentleman who, as I understand, is chairman of the statehood of the British Honduras Committee, too. He's here to publicize that. The great and wonderful Senor Miguel Honduras.
Thank you, Ray. And it is a very great pleasure to be appearing here on you.
To be appearing here on the program. Well, now, as I understand, Senor, you have the rope strung. I guess you can all see that.
It is strung in a loose rope fashion today.
That's right. Oh, you're not going to do the tight rope. This is what they call the slack rope.
Slack wire.
And this is,
there's
I think
much practice to it.
I think this is more difficult, really, than the tight rope, isn't it?
When I climb down the tightrope, it is a different feeling, you understand, than climbing down the slack wire.
You put on weight, senor, since the last time?
A few pounds.
I remember I saw you at another network one time.
You built me up in the hospital.
That's right. Mm. Well, you're all set to go.
Just a minute. Poopy, are you ready with this guitar?
My guitarist, Poopy, is going to play for me today.
Poopy will play the the guitar.
All play right. All over the guitar.
Well, I guess maybe you're all set to go. Here, let me hold your serape.
What's that?
Let me hold your serape.
Oh, yes. I climbed the steps now to describe the...
Well, the senor is wearing tight-fitting clothes that you usually associate with a tight or slack rope walker. He's seeing play now, and he's going to the top of the ladder. Then he's stepping out on the rope. He's now testing the slackness of the rope. Is that slack enough?
It's very slack.
It's very slack, which means that this is all set for him.
Here I go.
Good. And now the senor is starting out on the rope. I might point out it's about 60 feet long, this video, so he should go 60 feet.
Why do you look so sad, Poopy? Come say, Father.
Senor. Senor.
Yes?
Could you do the rest of the act backwards?
Si.
Thank you.
It's difficult to turn the middle of the slack wire.
Well, I know it is, but actually, it'll be a more daring act that way, and it's almost a necessity that
more
you do
dangerous.
That. More dangerous, I grant.
I'm teetering back and forth. How near am I to the end?
You're more than halfway now. You're more than... Senor? Senor Honduras. Senor. Can I help you off, or...
Yeah.
Or do you want to stay there for a while?
I just rest here.
Why don't you stay there for a little while?
For a moment.
Senor Honduras.
I see I'm going to get built up again.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. What happened, as I review it now...
But he's too heavy for the act, anyway.
Well, yes, plus the rope. He was no sooner out on the rope than I noticed that it was giving way at the other end.
Yeah. Awful sorry about that, Miguel, but when you get back on your feet, why, come up and see us. We're always ready to give you a show business break.
We're always here to talk with you.
Here is Gumshoe Flaherty, our detective, to report in on the... disappearance of Dave, the great dead whale. What have you got to tell us?
Fellas, I've done some checking on this George Perkins bug at WROW.
Oh, yes, up in Albany.
He's got a litter bug rap against him on a New York State Thruway.
I told you the other day, I think you're going off on the wrong track there to go after George because...
This George Shrank bird.
Arthur Shrank.
Is it Arthur?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm confused. Yeah, well, if it's Arthur... I have a George Shrank listed here, several jaywalking violations.
I don't think that's our man.
No.
What have you found about Dave? That's a big thing.
Not a thing as yet. I'd like you to meet my new assistant. This is Cato. He used to work for the Green Hornet.
Oh, hello.
Cato, how you doing? Say hello to Bob and Ray.
Oh, hello, Bob and Ray.
Well, hi, Cato. Have you, seen pictures of Dave?
Yes, I've seen pictures.
You know, all the folks are invited to stand in to get their picture of Dave so that they'll know what he looks like.
That's right. Just write to us here at CBS 485 Madison Avenue, New York, and you'll have one.
Just tell us that you think something's fishy. Well, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb. This is the CBS Radio Network.
KOIN AM and FM Portland.